This podcast is sponsored by GTANA, the founders of Dubshed, one of Ireland's largest car shows. If you're a fan of performance cars, vintage cars, classic cars, there'll be cars indoor and outdoor, as well as trade stands at the event.
If you're like me and you're a massive fan of Tokyo Drift, you have the chance to have a ride in a real drift car with Drift Taxi.
So guys, what else can you expect to see at Dubshed 2024? Well, you can witness Extreme Bike Battle, which is basically a bunch of crazy people on motorbikes and BMXs doing some adrenaline-fueled jumps, trials, and all sorts. You can also get a haircut with our friend over at Jay's Barber Club, who's been on the podcast before. You can also grab some tasty food while you're there from a variety of different outlets. Under 16s go free when you're accompanied by an adult, and it's open from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 6th and Sunday the 7th of April at the Icon Centre in Lisburn.
Dubshed is one of the biggest car shows in Ireland, so whether you're into agri-yokes, Eurospec, German, JDM, head on down, check them out, and if you want to hear more, go to their website, dubshed.com.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Here's Crack podcast. I'm going to start off with, we're obviously in a cost of living crisis.
Yeah. Are we?
And a recent clip was seen on RT News. There's a podcast and influencer, Keelan Moncrief, on RTE, talking about how, despite making a substantial salary, she had to move home to live with her parents. So I was looking at the statistics for this, and basically,
what's she making?
You had to ask me that, didn't you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, what is a substantial salary?
Is she down south though?
Yeah. So I've actually got this here.
A lot higher than up here though.
The average salary in Ireland is €44,000. So basically, she was talking about buying a house and how she can't afford to buy one. The EU statistics agency Eurostat said that 68% of 18 to 34 year olds in Ireland live with their parents, in sharp contrast to rates in other European countries. So the whole point of the clip was basically talking about how people can't afford to move out.
It's changed times. Back in the day, you know, parents and stuff, they would be moving out at like 18, 19. But then again, I suppose you also have the alternative where a lot of your parents may still be living in the house that they grew up in. You know, yeah. It's passed on to them. I don't think a lot of people want to do that anymore. Like, everyone now really just wants their own home and have their own stamp and get out.
Me and you had this discussion recently, Aaron, because your mum and stepdad bought a house in where they're at the moment, and then a house down the street went up for sale. And what was it? Four times the price?
It wasn't four times the price. So,
3.7.
Putting fucking words in his mouth.
They bought this house, let me think, it would have been just before COVID. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was still living in England at this stage, so it was just before COVID. They bought this house, and I'll not say how much they bought it for, but a house beside them went up for sale there maybe like last year, was it? It was during this cost of living crisis and the real boom in housing costs and the interest rates and things like that, when it was basically impossible, really. And it went up for almost double, actually. Almost double the amount.
When did they buy theirs?
Just about 2017, 2018.
So not like a long
time not like a long, long time ago. Now, Ballymena would have been very, very cheap back then. Ballymena probably would have been considered one of the cheapest areas in Northern Ireland to live.
It's still cheaper
than Belfast, but I'm noticing that it is becoming quite expensive.
I've got some figures here in Renton. So the following average market rates. In Dublin, the average rent is €2,300 a month.
Holy!
The average.
13% up year on year. In Cork, the average is €17,000. Galway is €17,000, just under €18,000. Limerick City, €1,600. So 2,300, 1,700, 1,700, 1,600, Watford's 1,400, rest of the country's 1,300. They're all on average up about 15%.
So how much was the average rent in Dublin?
It was 2,300.
Euro?
Yeah.
The average rent in Belfast is £865.
Yeah. Oh, fucking mad.
That's crazy.
So people think rent's in Belfast.
So
that's crazy.
Basically,
don't move out of Dublin, or don't move to it.
the average rent in London's £2,100.
I know. Honestly,
it's cheaper to live in London than Dublin.
So Lucinda's sister rents in London.
Yeah.
She shares a 2-bedroom flat in I forget where it is. It's like around maybe she moved, but I'm pretty sure it's around like Bethnal Green or something. But she pays, I think it's like £750 for her room, and then obviously like utilities and stuff are on top of that.
Yeah.
Our mortgage is cheaper than that. It's same. Actually crazy. Yeah.
I almost went to London for university, and I had a couple of mates that did, and I just remember them telling me that we're in like a house of like 9, and I'm like, class, right? How much that must be really fucking cheap.
Yeah.
It was £600 a month.
Oh my god.
Fucking hell. Probably like 3-bedroom houses.
No, we actually did have to share with a roommate.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. So that's £600 for half of a room. So it was actually it was what, £1,200 per room. And this is back when I went to uni. This isn't that right. You know,
back in the day.
I think it's mad though,
like, because I know people. So I know someone in particular actually recently have. So they bought their house 2 years ago, and their mortgage is now up for like renewal.
Mm-hmm.
So they took out 2-year fixed term, and they're nearly double what they're paying. And I just think that's like, you obviously, like, if you're living at home at the minute and you're like, will I, won't I, you're in a very privileged position. Obviously, if your parents are charging you rent or whatever, you're not getting like completely slapped in the face. But I think like for the likes of, you know, people who have committed to mortgages and stuff and are now coming back to like renewal times,
It is coming down a bit
mad.
Now though. It's down, was it 4%, nearly 4.5% at the moment?
I would imagine it's about as down as far as it'll go down for a long
time. I think around 3-4% is generally what it's the norm. Like, even like the years before that was an anomaly. Like the ones and the 2%. Like, that's
never
not normal.
Going back
like,
to 1.2. I think 1.2 was the lowest. I don't think it's ever, not in a long, long time, is it going back to 1.2.
But it has meant the house prices have gone up. West and Halifax have reported. And their January report that house prices have gone up by over, I think, in the UK, 1%. So it's a positive rise. One of the highest rising places as well in the UK is Belfast. 10%.
Whoa.
In what? The price
in
of house?
The year since January last year. Their January report from this year.
So it's 10% up a year on year.
Yeah.
See, I could believe that because last year we were in our house just over a year now. And I think I remember talking to you about this, Aaron. Like, we went to view a house, and at the time, I was actually speaking to the homeowner. The homeowner at the time showed me around. And I remember saying to him, I was like, look, we're really interested in this house. We're first time buyers. You know, we're pretty serious about this. We really like the house and stuff. I was like, what is the figure that you will take for this?
Mm-hmm.
Because the estate agents, who shall not be named because they were rat bags, had the house up for like 180,000. And I knew anybody that I talked to was like, that house is not worth 180,000.
Take 110, you take 110.
And I was sort of like, what can we do?
You go in and start running it down, start kicking things and be like,
wiggling the banister and all, not even sound. But he was just like, at the time I paid for this house, he was like, I think we paid, what's it he said? He said 155.
Fuck, how long ago?
And I was like, I don't even know, because it was a new build in just outside of Hawkel. So it was, they were quite fresh, in my opinion.
I know the estate you're talking about, opposite.
New builds don't really go up in value that much.
Yeah, they're not, like, when you bought your house, they were probably only like a year old.
Yeah.
So,
mad. No, like, I think they've been up for a couple of years, to be fair, but like, I think it's madness, like, the price.
Yeah, even like, just to go on to like the renting again, there's a severe shortage of rental properties, with 1,096 properties available to rent on February 1st, down by over 20% from the same date last year. So not only has the prices gone up, like, it's also harder to get somewhere because no one's fucking renting. Like.
I have heard positive news this week though about it.
Right.
So every month since this whole fucking rental crisis began, like, there's always been an increase of at least, say, 1% or so in rental.
Mm.
So last month, I can't remember the body that sort of brought out released the information, but they've released that this month the rise was only 0.2%. So the lowest rise since the start of this whole boom in rental prices. So the likelihood is there may be a negative next month.
Yeah.
And it may be on the downturn and coming down, coming into next month.
Mm.
But like, it's just mad. If it's like, if the average salary is 44,000 a year, like, which is like 3,600 euro a month, and the average property price is like 366,000 to buy a house, like, how are you meant to buy a house?
Yeah,
like, it's just mad. Like, the whole point of that girl's video was basically like, I want a decent salary and I can't afford to like buy a house close to my family because of how dear it is.
Yeah, I think another thing too is buying on your own is more or less fucking impossible for people.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I know people who have, like, are saving up for houses and stuff, and they're doing it on their own. Like, I've obviously been lucky enough to do it with AIFA and stuff. So obviously you're going with two incomes there, but doing that alone is goddamn near impossible. Yeah. Unless you're making fucking nearly 100k a year or something.
Isn't it mad though, like, just to piggyback on what you were saying, that like, not that long ago in the grand scheme of things, one person working,
mm-hmm.
and then the other person in a relationship, yeah. staying at home with it, like two kids.
And
if you were in a job like any of the jobs we were in, you were able to buy a decent house in the suburbs, you were able to support your family, have a decent life.
Imagine
trying to do imagine having a couple of wins. Yeah. You're like, here, no, but don't be going to work, hey.
I think what's scunnering for people at the minute, and what's annoying for people at the minute, like, I know someone in particular, and they're in the position that you just described. They're on their own. They've just bought their first property. The issue with that is, like, he has a really good job and quite a decent income.
Yeah.
But because he's solo, he's saved for, like, a while. And I would say he put the same deposit down as me and Lucinda put on our house. But the issue is now that he's done that, and the mortgage payment every month, like, he's not able to, like, even, like, he's moved in and he has it, like, he's been in a couple of months and he probably has, like, a sofa and, has a TV, but, like, it really needs to be calculated about, like,
the expenses,
everything,
like,
that they're doing, everything that he's doing.
I think that's one thing I definitely learned from moving in, like, yeah, you have your mortgage, but there's a lot of other fucking things you have to pay to, like.
So, but yeah, I know, like, even renting at the time, remember before you moved to where you're at now, like, you arrived at, was it you arrived at a rental one day and the queue was, like, out the door,
honestly,
down the street?
Like, but it's like, you see them clips from Dublin and stuff, but, like, and even Australia, but that's what it was like. Like, we were actually talking about this the other night because we were like, I just sort of, like, look at property all the odd time, and I was like, Sean Brown in this place and all, and she was like, do you not remember, like, us locking the places and, like, having the queue up? Like, that's, it was crazy. Literally must have been about 10 couples we went to view this place, and it's not even that, like, she was saying we had to, like, submit how much we were earning, like, what our job was, like, obviously, what do you call it,
guarantors
and all that shit, so, like, they were basically judging you off, like, your earnings.
It's
so
almost like a job interview,
yeah, like it was that, and then that was just to go view it, and then you're showing up to viewings and there's like 10 couples there in a queue going to see the same place, and you're like, this is fucking mental.
Yeah.
But, like, even, like, say your average salary is 44,000, you're making 3,600 a month, and you're living in Dublin, and your rent's £23,000 a month. Like, how the fuck are you meant to save for a mortgage? Or 2,300, Like, how are you meant to save for a mortgage when, like, there's over half your salary is going towards your rent, and then you're trying to live as well?
Yeah.
Like, it's just mental, well, eh? Like, you just, like shit says, it's, no one's going to be able to buy a house on their own unless they save for, like, what,
even
10 years, even 5-6 years.
Even over here, like, what, at our age, like, what's the average salary for someone 25 to 26?
The average salary, I think, in the UK is like 33k.
Hey, but for people, like, for younger people wanting to buy a house and move out, it's probably like 26 grand. Maybe 20.
Is it even?
Maybe. Well, like, I think the average salary for anybody between around 25.
The average salary in the UK for people, we all fit in between 22 and 29, don't we?
Yeah.
The average salary for people our age is 30k.
So what's that, £1,900 a month?
If you're
After tax, pension,
just
all
under
that there.
£2,000,
so, like, you think if you're paying a mortgage on your own at maybe £800-900?
I seen a flat in Belfast, like, really nice, but, like, flat to be fair, like, real modern, but it was like 2-bed and, like, in a nice apartment building. It was 1,500 a month, like, for a 2-bed flat.
Go. That's renting.
Like, that's rent.
And,
like,
then by the time you even take into consideration buying that, what that might be, like, what, 180? People put, like, what, 20 grand down?
Yeah, it's just wild. Eh? Even for people to get a house to rent now, it's like, so hard.
As getting the mortgage. A property guy yourself,
Yeah. What would you recommend for people at this present moment in time? Like, in terms of, like, would you recommend just...
No pressure.
but looking at it from a logical perspective, like, for the this obviously your area, like, but what would you recommend for people to, like, sit tight for another year and see how it goes? Or
I don't know.
Just a case of just fling yourself in and crack on if you have the funds for it?
I don't think prices are going to come down. I think things are slowly just going to creep up a wee bit. But... The government did try and bring in the 1% mortgage there at the start of the new what do you call that whenever they fucking bring out
new financial year?
What do you mean 1% mortgage?
So at the minute, you know,
the mini budget or something.
Yeah. So they tried to push the 1% mortgage for like first time buyers. So currently, isn't your mortgage 15%? Are you allowed 10%? That's 10%.
Right, 10. Yeah. On average, I think people put down about 10 to 20%.
The minimum you can put down is 5.
Not all banks will do that.
So generally around 10%. But to try and get the likes of people who are on their own, you know, who aren't able to save up for deposit, into the property market, they tried to do a 1% mortgage, but it didn't pass. So that's went to shit.
As in 1%
deposit? 1%
deposit.
But
surely,
yeah,
if you put a 1% deposit, so then you're going to get absolutely.
I'd say, like, the rates are going to be, would have been fucking ridiculous.
You can't afford a house, like if you can't, if you can only afford a 1%.
I'd say the only way maybe around it, buy something cheap and just sit on it, and fuck, like, proper cheap, like 90k, fucking rent it out to someone, or fucking, if you're not gonna live in it yourself, if it doesn't suit you, just get on the fucking ladder, like.
Yeah.
That's maybe my only advice, but I don't think it's gonna be much easier in a couple of years. I don't really see things getting much better.
Like, the price is it's that's a two bed place in Longmore, but there's like
that's expensive.
That's ridiculous. It's a nice apartment place, but
I'm currently looking at a house in Belfast.
It's dear whenever they put CGI people in on it.
The residents.
But
exposed brick.
What was I going to say?
That's at least another 200 grand.
Yeah, the issue with, like, inflation rates going up as mortgages going up, so those people who are renting a house on a mortgage have to charge more for rent. Like,
yeah.
So like, it's like. People go on about, like, landlords, but at the same time, like, what are you meant to do?
Realistically, if you're renting out a house and your mortgage goes up, you're going to be like, oh, look, I don't want to put your rent up, because you're not going to leave. You need to make money. If this is your fucking moneymaker, like, you're not going to fucking be like, take a loss on it. Like.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand that too. But
so you can't afford to buy a house. You can't afford to rent a house.
I don't
so
think
everyone's
so.
Everyone's living with mummy and daddy.
Everyone's fucked, like.
That's basically the end of the story.
Sit tight. See what happens.
Hope it gets better, boys.
Hit me.
Let's play a game.
Right.
I
want to play a game.
Right. We've all sort of been looking at houses recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of know the market. A three-bed standard semi. It's got a wee bit of an extension out the back for a like a dining room area.
Mm.
It's a three-bed semi. It's got two receptions. One of them's a dining area. The other one's in a living room.
Nice.
It's pretty standard in terms of square footage. I don't know, but it looks pretty standard. It's in a street off the Lisburn Road.
Oh,
what street though?
Okay.
That's important. Park. Where?
Marlborough Park.
Which one's Marlborough Park?
It's up the Lisburn Road.
A good one.
Shay wants.
No, I, lad. I,
Shay needs longitude.
No, I am telling you. See,
not,
if
it's not a bad
you
area.
Could go one street, the exact same house, two streets over, and it could be the difference in 30 grand.
What do you call that primary school? Instance primary school.
Oh,
it's on the street across from Maud's.
Mods? Where the fuck's Mods?
On the Lisburn Road.
For someone that's demanding.
Oh, it's proper.
Fuck me, man.
It's deep in the Lisburn Road.
It's like. About to lose it, mate.
325,000.
450,000. Oh, 450 grand?
Let me see the finish of it.
Like,
is it well finished?
It's pretty standard, like, I'm not going to lie.
It's teddy trim bushes out the front. Oh, that's high standard.
In Belfast.
That's like, sort of standard in there, like, but it's a clean finish, though. So.
Like, in Belfast, that's big money at house.
Who painted that living room? They need...
That's a landlord special there.
Yeah.
Like, it looks nice, but nearly half a mil.
For those who are listening, we are currently looking at a house.
That's a decent-sized garden for Belfast, too, like. That's a good 10 square
foot.
Granite
worktops.
Like, secretly, Shay's selling the house. She's like, oh, it's not that bad. It's a steal.
How do you arrange a viewing?
Give me on that.
We'll move
but
on
yeah,
who's Aaron? What have you got for us,
guys?
This week on the news.
Yeah, this week people are annoyed.
Tell me something. At us? What? At us?
No, not at us.
Oh, holidays. Well, that's the first.
Nike has unveiled a New England kit. Have you seen it? And what they've done is they've changed the St. George's cross on the back of the thing from being just red and white to being, what is it? It's like red going down, but going across it's
blue
purple, a different type of blue, and like a purpley pinky sort of color.
Right. Pourquoi? Why did they do this?
They've said it's a playful update on the St. George's cross.
A playful update? Right? What is that?
It does look good.
Unite and inspire.
Unite. It's something to do with inclusivity, isn't it? But like they haven't directly stated what it's including.
So they actually have. It's a callback to the 1966 kit that they won the World Cup with.
Oh, so how's that being inclusive?
People are saying it kind of looks like the bi flag, but I just checked and it doesn't. So there's the bi flag, right?
Yeah,
I can sort of get does, the similar, yeah, does, but like the colors are different. Like the colors are completely different. Like that's blue, blue.
What did they win in the Euro? The 19 what Euros?
I think it was 1966 World Cup.
World Cup.
And people are annoyed because they've changed it, or people are annoyed.
I think there's some people saying it's really disrespectful because they shouldn't have changed the flag. People are saying, oh, it's woke gone mad because they're saying it's a bi thing, because it looks similar to the bi flag, or it's an LGBT thing, because it looks similar to the bi flag. As far as I'm aware, it genuinely isn't.
Yeah.
That, unless it's a kind of a both thing.
I think it's just trying to mix the colours and like the blue and the reds together. Like it's almost like a gradient type of thing,
right?
But I don't understand why. Like, I don't mean to be insensitive, but I don't understand why it's been made out to be such a big deal. Because I was like listening to Talk Sport on the way to work, and it was literally like the world has ended. I can't believe they've done this.
I know. I keep seeing things, and people are like, "This is a disgrace," and all this, and it's like, oh, what? The funniest thing is, do you want to hear a couple of tidbits about this? So Nigel Farage, obviously. Obviously. Aaron, don't get too political about this. I have something to say about it, and he said it was a disgrace. So in response to Sir Keir Starmer, who is the leader of the Labour Party, saying that they should probably change it back to the normal England flag, Nigel Farage was like, finally something good out of his mouth, blah, blah, blah. They should never have touched the flag. They should never have changed it because the flag's great. I'm going to just bring up on my laptop the party that Nigel Farage started. Do you see anything?
Cash money.
Nigel Farage himself used to have a purple Union Jack as the logo for the very party he started. So the same people giving off are also the same people who have done this before. So they're just giving off about nothing.
The flag.
I think they're just giving off about nothing. I think it's an excuse. I'll give you some other examples. So in 2012, the official GB team's kit was a Union Jack, and it was blue and white. It was just a blue and white Union Jack, so that was doctored. No one seemed to have a big deal about that. The Conservative Party, their logo used to be a blue Union Jack on a tree. UKIP logo, as we discussed. The British Army, some factions of the British Army wear a green Union Jack on their arm. And the police union flag is a black Union Jack with a blue line through the middle of it.
To my knowledge here, and like I think it's like whenever you mentioned about talking about this, I was like, let's not get political, or let's not get too deep in this rabbit hole. But like to me, from looking at it, they haven't doctored the actual shape or the identity of the. And people will probably be like, well, they have doctored the identity because they changed the colour. But at the same time, they haven't doctored, like, the actual... Like, when you look at it, you know what you're looking at.
They haven't changed, like, the England badge. Like,
It's not on the front of it, is it? The
small St. George's cross on the neck at the back of the jersey.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a big detail. It's just, like, a couple of different colours blended in, don't it?
Yeah, like I sort of got it from an aspect at the start when I first heard about it. I thought it was the badge on the front. I was like, fuck, that's a bit weird. They've changed that. Because, like, if you think of the likes of Brazil, like, everyone knows it's like green and yellow and blue. Like, that's iconic colors. And, like, every other country has their badge, like, that's recognizable because of that. But the fact it's just a wee cross on the back of their, like, collar that people probably won't even notice. Like,
No.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
It's like, just mad how big a news story this is. Like,
the way thing in the front mantle that's kind of similar to it is the wee cuffs on the arm. Yeah. Of the band that's the same colours.
But they're red and blue. Like.
Yeah.
They're really setting themselves up to win the Euros, though, if they've done this. I think this is the kit that's going to bring us the Euros. The luck from the World Cup.
I just think there are people who, no matter what the colour was changed for, whether it was just a fresh look or it was to symbolize, you know, something like unity or whatever, like the world's changing and the world's evolving, people, and those will be stuck in the past will want to be stuck in the past, and there's no getting around that, and that's it.
That's just
enough said.
We'll move on. Who's up?
I can't believe you would use this platform to call out UKIP. Nigel Farage is going to be coming to this office.
Well, Nigel Farage has left UKIP now, so he can chill out.
Yeah,
I know. I can understand the irony of me calling this a non-story after me bringing the story up, but it's just a non-story. It's just a nothing.
Shea, what were you going to say?
On the Euros, so they've released today that any football fans that have been banned from the likes of a Premier League ground, you know, have got like stadium bans and stuff in the UK, and
hooligans
you may call them, around the world, have now been banned from the Euros, the 2024 Euros. So what they want people to do is to hand in their passports during that time to prevent them from doing any travelling during this. So what do you think of this? I was sort of thinking, so they're having to hand in their passports. They can't go anywhere. Like, maybe they had a holiday booked for that week. Like, maybe not related to the Euros. Going somewhere, they can't do that now. They're all on travel bans.
But surely,
they can't stop you from travelling.
You're on travel. You have to hand in your passport. You can't travel anywhere.
Over 1,600 football hooligans and cokeheads will be banned from leaving Britain during the Euros in new crackdown. Now, that's a headline from The Sun, so take that with a pinch of salt. But
the cokeheads. I've heard they need to be thrown in there. Like,
they are savages.
So we sprinkle coke in
it. It seems a bit harsh.
I suppose it's because of what's happened the previous year.
You're sort of like,
stuff,
if people have been banned for like starting fights and racism and stuff like that, it's like...
They're a liability. But surely... They can't be trusted.
But surely, like, if you're going to, like, taking the family to, like, Fuerteventura or something, surely you can be like, listen... Here's my details. Here's my flight details. I'm not coming to the Euros.
I think taking the passport off them is a bit harsh. Like, surrender your passport now.
But surely the same way, like, they can ban them from the stadium, can they not just, like, implement that at the other stadiums, like, send their details and be like, don't let this guy in if he comes up.
See, this is...
Like, he shouldn't be able to buy a ticket. Like, do you know what's like...
In a world where, like, someone, if they walked into an airport, they could be on a no-fly list and told to turn around. Like, why do they need to take the passport off them?
Like, surely there's a governing body like IFA or UEFA or something over all this. So, like, they should have, like, a central database hooked up to the ticket purchasing part of, like, for, like, whatever. So your name and address is... But then I suppose you could just... You know, Ross at such and such an address, and I wanted to go to the Euros, I could just put Tommy in and bluff it.
But even like, just say if you're going away, you just have to tell them where you're going and when you're going. And like, if you're going like to fucking Germany when there's a Euros match on or something, like, you obviously shouldn't do that.
Where is it in the Euros? Is it in Germany, is it?
I don't know. But just randomly say Germany, like, I don't know.
24? I think it is being hosted in Germany.
Must be Germany because that's the first game.
The thing I was thinking, can't you just get the boat over? You know, do you need a passport to get off the boat?
Someone's
you can't just boat to America with no passport.
No, but it's within the EU. If you're traveling, say you go down to Ireland, you get the boat from Ireland.
UK or not? No, but even though there's
travel within the EU, you
get the boat over. If you really want to go into this, go from England, get the boat to Northern Ireland, walk down from Northern Ireland into Ireland, take a boat from Ireland to France, and fucking drive
to Germany. Flights and boats aren't part of the free travel thing. Like, when you
don't need a passport to get on a boat, do you?
If you're going to a foreign country, yes.
This is an upper class man here. Hey? But you're not. Doesn't go on boats. Hey?
No, but you are. No, right. So remember, do you remember not that long ago when we were still in the EU? When you went to
I'm saying to you. If you're from England, get the boat to Northern Ireland. It's free travel.
Yeah.
Go from Northern Ireland down to Ireland, which is in the EU. Go from Ireland to France or wherever. just free travel, you know, within the
Irish, even though you're within Europe. Yeah, you're still within the European Union, but you're changing country, technically traveling. And I will say this with a pinch of salt, if you're traveling from the UK to Northern Ireland.
Yes.
Same country. Am I right? No?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, yeah.
So I love how I looked at you. Am I right?
The only illegal, well, not even illegal, like border crossing there from Northern Ireland to Ireland, which is free travel. Like, it's, there's no
just
border.
Just imagining someone in like the football organization writing all this down to be like, well, your man from here.
We're just going to have a massive influx of hooligans.
Travel around the whole of Europe. I can watch this game.
Right.
Aaron's got a sauce.
Here we go.
Aaron has got the laptop out.
What I was going to tell you earlier is, do you remember when we were still in the EU? As in the UK, and you ever went to Spain, you still have to bring a passport. Exactly the same thing for Irish people going over to the mainland. So you can obviously walk across a border without a passport, but you can't just get on a boat or a plane. It says here with Irish ferries, which is like their version of Stena Line, that you must either have a European Union ID or a passport.
What about the Channel Tunnel?
What?
Do you need a passport for the Channel Tunnel?
I don't imagine so.
Jesus Christ. We're just going through every...
We need to give these people a way to get there. They need to see the football.
Jesus.
So basically... Christ.
I'm actually interested.
What if you fly by a helicopter? Do you need a passport for that?
We were watching that Haunted the other night.
You need a passport to use.
And I was thinking, how far can you get without being tracked by anyone? Like, I was thinking, you know, all the modes of transport. Like, can you get in the Eurotunnel?
Boys, listen,
you wouldn't
up.
Be going anywhere in a fucking boat anyway.
If you've got... If you've been banned from football games because of hooliganism, listen here and listen quick. Come to Larne. She'll meet you in a kayak. £30 for the kayak. No insurance?
Boys, there's a money. He'll take you over. There's a money maker.
You'll be fucking driving your car across the channel, hey, and just like swim open up channel. Your thing on top of the car and boys will just come out of it. Like, what do you call it?
Dinghy sails are going to go through the
roof. Just say, well, boys, quick, for the tide. Fair play.
Should we wrap it up there?
That was an interesting conversation.
We could call it.
I say we could call it there. It's been an entertaining one.
Short and sweet. Thanks for listening. Want to add, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. And if you're listening, go subscribe on Spotify and give us a rating or Apple Podcasts. Because we could do with the help. Thanks, please. Okay. I think we'll end it there. Thanks. Okay, bye.
We could do with the help, please.
Please help.